Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, yes, Tuesday edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, we have so much to do today. This is one of those great days in sports. We have the first official full day of NBA free agency. NBA free agency started last night after we signed off the air from a sizzling edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And, man, the moves have not stopped. We are going to be all over a wild day for the Bucks, for the Pacers, the Western Conference, the Rockets, the Denver Nuggets keep making moves. We're going to get into our baseball plays. We're going to have the Z-Train, Zach Cohen on. The VSiN betting guide for the NFL is out. And listen, we have some takes. We have some plays. We want to say hello and welcome to Charlotte Bettors. VSiN's now live 24/7 on WZGV 730 AM and 97.5 FM. Wall-to-wall odds, expert analysis, everything you need to make smarter bets every single day. And let's start today with some major blockbuster news when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. Our friend Shyam Charania over at ESPN, all over it when you take a look at everything that happened today in the NBA. And how about this? Did not have any of this on my bingo card going into the day in preparation for today's NBA action and in terms of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. But how about the Bucks waving Dame? Dame, time's over. Smash your watches. Time is no longer a walking matter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's over. Dame time no longer exists. Figment of your imagination. Wave Dame to acquire Miles Turner. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Miles Turner, after all those years in Indiana, spent 10 glorious years with the Indiana Pacers. He was always rumored to be traded. Remember the promo he cut after they beat the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, raving about Indiana, the fans, and reports are he wanted to stay. And we'll get to this from a Pacers perspective coming up a little bit later on in the show. But if you're a Bucks fan, honestly, I love this. Miles Turner is still a stud. He hit 40% of his threes. He's a winning big man, a tremendous player, and this is what they needed to make Giannis Antetokounmpo happy. Miles Turner gets 4 years, $107 million, from one of the Pacers' two hated rivals. So the Knicks are one, the Bucks are the other. And Damian Lillard gets all of his cash, and he gets to pick his next destination. This is the largest wave and stretch now in NBA history. He's going to get, Dame is, all of his money. So this is obviously a big deal when you look at it from a Damian Lillard and a Milwaukee Bucks perspective. 113 mil. He'll be able to rehab. He'll be able to go elsewhere, and he'll certainly play at some point down the road in the NBA. But really, this is all about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, there was a cryptic Giannis Antetokounmpo tweet. There is a photo that, frankly, I have analyzed, psychoanalyzed. I don't even understand the why when it comes to Giannis and this tweet. You would think that he would be absolutely thrilled when it comes to getting Miles Turner. This was a legit payment and an overpayment to keep Giannis happy. And again, you had to, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, based upon the Halliburton injury, based upon the Tatum injury, you had to try and go for it now with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And remember my take in conjunction with the Brian Windhorst and Shyam Charania news over the last couple of weeks? There was no way with the draft last week, it started free agency this week, it made zero sense. And it came full circle from the original open to a trade report from Shams in May. There was no way with the injuries in the East, everything changed, that the Bucks could trade Giannis Antetokounmpo. It wasn't an option anymore. Because at the end of the day, you had to try and win. You had to try and win the Eastern Conference because you still have the best player in the East in Giannis Antetokounmpo. So in a five-on-five sport, a guy who's won a championship before, such a pillar in the community and loves Milwaukee, you have to at least give it the try in terms of the want and the will in order to win. And I think that is pretty outstanding from a Bucks standpoint. But they have to give him reasons to stay, because he can always demand the trade end of July, early August. They bring back Bobby Portis. They have the ability to bring in Miles Turner. Now, there was, and I feel compelled to mention this, Chris Haynes had the report from NBA TV. Giannis wasn't happy that they got rid of Dame. I think Chris is a superb reporter, and I believe his sources. Here's what I do not believe: that Giannis Antetokounmpo was caught off guard by what happened with Damian Lillard. He also knew, and this is important with regards to the trade request and trade demand, there was no shot that they could bring in Miles Turner. No shot that they could bring in Miles Turner unless they waived Damian Lillard. It just wasn't going to happen. So here we are, and this is what transpired, and I think the Bucks ended up winning. You look at the Giannis next team odds, and clearly Vegas agrees with me. You know, first game of the year, Giannis Antetokounmpo's playing for the Bucks, and we have said that this was going to be the case. So Giannis is now minus 900 to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, and, you know, maybe if they're not a top four seed by, let's say, the trade deadline, they can trade him in season, or he could demand a deal and get traded in season or next offseason in 365 days from now. But I think conventional wisdom is you can't trade him. They put solid players around him. I don't believe, when you look at the Eastern Conference odds, I don't believe that the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorites. I currently would not put them ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I certainly would not put them ahead of the Knicks. I would not put them ahead of Orlando. And I'll tell you, I would not put them ahead of the Atlanta Hawks. But when you have Giannis, you do have the ability to be a top four seed in the East and have a chance to win. I put them ahead of Boston. I disagree with Vegas there. I put them ahead of Philadelphia. So this is a wild and significant day when you look at the landscape here in the Eastern Conference. And we will get into this from a Pacer perspective. And it's not pretty in terms of the Vegas odds. And it's not pretty in terms of being a fan of the Indiana Pacers. Elsewhere, the Oklahoma City Thunder extended SGA. SGA MVP, now Mr. Supermax. 4 years, $285 million, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is worth every single penny. This is pretty amazing. You take a look at SGA, you take a look at the fact that he carried this team to a championship. The Thunder going to run it back. They'll have all the same cats, all the same coaches. Sam Presti still running the ship. Had to make sure that SGA got paid. You see all these contracts. I mean, this is as rich as it gets in NBA history. SGA and OKC are clearly the favorites to win the Western Conference. But things got really interesting over the last 24 hours in terms of teams that can compete and contend with OKC. How about the last 24 hours here for the Denver Nuggets? Are you kidding me? The Denver Nuggets absolutely cleaned up. Cam Johnson, Bruce Brown, Jonas Valanciunas. This is absolutely positively awesome. Look, I love Michael Porter Jr. He was terrific for the Denver Nuggets. He should always be celebrated for Denver. I gave Tim Connelly all the credit in the world years ago when Porter slid because of the injury. He gobbled him up, won a championship. Michael Porter Jr., that they already won in terms of the Michael Porter Jr. investment. Cam Johnson is a 3-and-D player. The offensive numbers with Cam Johnson and Michael Porter Jr., eerily similar, but Johnson is a vastly superior and more willing defender. They save about $16 million bucks when you take a look at the contracts, and that's certainly a big deal. You know, Michael Porter Jr. is $38 million, and Cam Johnson's at $21 million, so they'll get out from the luxury tax. Then getting Bruce Brown to win a championship with such a respected vet and a glue guy, that is obviously huge. Getting Jonas Valanciunas, I mean, as a big, this is amazing. And the Nuggets were so close to beating OKC. And look, normally I don't like change for the sake of change, But the Nuggets had to have change for the sake of change. Fire the coach, fire the GM, have to take advantage of Jokic. SGA is the MVP. Jokic is still the best player in the NBA and on the planet, and all can be true. And this is a tremendous, tremendous job here when you look at it by the Denver Nuggets. The Mavericks were able to go sign D'Angelo Russell to a two-year deal. $13 million reunites him with Anthony Davis. They were together, of course, in Los Angeles. And now you take a look at it, and this is absolutely huge from a stopgap standpoint. Contract is great. Russell's a terrific player. He'll play brilliantly for Jason Kidd with Cooper Flagg, and I think this is just unbelievable here when you look at it from a D'Angelo Russell and a Dallas Mavericks perspective. And then, of course, you have the Houston Rockets, and I think the Rockets a big winner. I think the Mavericks a big winner. Obviously, Dallas going out and getting Russell with Kyrie Hurd, and this is absolutely tremendous. Rockets, to me, and the Nuggets are the two biggest winners in the first wave here of free agency. And the Rockets are now a legit title favorite. I mean, you look at a list of all the moves that they've made. They got Kevin Durant, the ultimate bucket getter, and somehow they didn't sacrifice their depth. They signed Dorian Finney-Smith last night, a great 3-and-D role player. They bring in my guy Clint Capella, a tremendous rim protector. They extended Jabari Smith and Steven Adams. Freddie Van Vliet, who has a ring and is a team leader, he got himself a new deal. Ime Udoka is absolutely incredible. And you look at it, I love this team. Take a look at the NBA championship odds. And you know, last year I was banging the drum all offseason, OKC, 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 and I was right. I think that when you look at the odds to win a championship, the Rockets at plus 700. That's the play. That's the bet. That's the team. The Houston Rockets have played themselves into a championship team.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're serious about winning this football season, the VSiN NFL Betting Guide is your first real edge, and it's available now. Packed with in-depth previews of all 32 teams, season win total breakdowns, best bets from the trusted VSiN experts, player props, betting projections, everything you need to bet smarter all season long. Lock in our football special for just $175. Get full VSiN Pro access through the Super Bowl, including every betting guide, daily best bet emails, 24/7 video, all the data and the tools on VSiN.com. This early bird pricing expires on July the 31st. So don't wait. Sign up today and get your exclusive copy of the NFL season betting guide. VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. It's a Tuesday, and that means we have a lot to talk out for a Talk It Out Tuesday. And listen, first of all, the VSiN betting guide is unbelievable for the NFL. And Adam Burke and his entire staff did an unbelievable job. And I literally sat on the train going to work today, and I perused it, I read it, I studied it, I absorbed it. I am ready. I mean, it's July 1st, and I am ready for football season. And it's interesting, a couple of teams that are in the news, I think, equal some of the best bets for this upcoming season. And let's start with the Pittsburgh Steelers and ask this question. What's the Steelers' betting upside this season? First of all, bang the over on the win total. And I have been, literally at every single step, all over the map when it comes to Pittsburgh. And I kept telling you, wait. I want to see the final result before I place a bet. Well, I went to DraftKings this morning, and I bet the over for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8.5. And I bet the Steelers to make the playoffs at plus 130. And I'll tell you, if you want to put a little pizza money on winning the division at plus 500, I will absolutely allow it. The Pittsburgh Steelers should win at least 11 games. And it's been all over the map this offseason. But look, They got better at quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers was phenomenal down the stretch of last season. He's still one of the top six quarterbacks in my lifetime. I'm 48, so let's call it the last 50 years. And by the way, Rodgers eliminated distraction by saying this is the last year on his deal. By the way, allowed them to go get Jalen Ramsey and give him extra money by only, quote unquote, guaranteeing 12 mil for this season. Obviously, a lot more based upon winning and incentives, which is pretty great. So you add Jonnu Smith with Pat Freiermuth, and you have DK Metcalf, and that's a huge addition. The line is ridiculously young, but they have all these top picks on it, first and second round picks, and a lot of reason to believe that there's upside. I talked to the legendary Steelers former head coach Bill Cowher on my SiriusXM radio show today. He's raving about the upside of the line. I think this defense can genuinely be top five, if not the best, in the NFL. I don't believe TJ Watt's going to get traded. You know he's going to be in shape, so you don't have to worry if it's a long holdout July into August. And then you look at the schedule. Remember, I said that they would lose their final four games of the year, and I was right. I mean, honestly, golden opportunity now with the revamped team. The Steelers could easily start the season 3-0 or 4-0. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. They're going to beat the Jets, which was not the case, you know, when they had Mason Rudolph at quarterback. They'll beat the Seahawks in the DK revenge game. They can absolutely now go on the road and get the Patriots at the right time and beat New England. And listen, I love the Vikings this year. That's, you know, a Steeler Rooney family special in Ireland. Yeah, I mean, let's see what J.J. McCarthy brings to the table. Not to mention, then you have Cleveland, Cincinnati, the Packers. Aaron Rodgers not losing to the Packers. Colts at home. I mean, go through the games. A golden opportunity here for the Pittsburgh Steelers to not only hit the over, but to make the playoffs as well. And they're at least in the conversation now with the Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals when it comes to winning the division. Flip side. Will the Dolphins hit the over? The answer is absolutely not. And today, the Miami Dolphins, surprise, traded for Darren Waller. See, here's the thing about Darren Waller. He quits on the Giants, retired, said he was done with football, didn't want to get hit anymore, didn't want to work, did all these podcasts, and Dolphins fans want me to say, okay, this is the right move at the right time. Get the hell out of here. Teams all over the map. Zach Wilson is a heartbeat away from a player who's off injured a quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. There is no reason to believe that the Dolphins will hit the over when it comes to 7.5. Vegas is telling you that they don't believe in this team. I am going to bang the under for the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to be dreadful. I think Mike McDaniel is in serious trouble. I think Chris Greer is in serious trouble. The defense doesn't have talent. They don't have dudes. They don't have an attitude. I think the Dolphins are going to finish in last place in the division. I think it's Bills running away with it, draw a line, then New England, then the Jets, then the Miami Dolphins. Third topic to talk out on this Tuesday. Are the Pacers cooked? The answer is yes. And I am not sitting here with any joy, jubilation, or smile, but I am allowed to say this because I said this when Halliburton got hurt. I would not have played him in Game 6 or Game 7. In Game 6, he was phenomenal. In Game 7, he started great. And then, obviously, you saw what happened when Halliburton popped the Achilles and then ruptured it. You talk about risk-reward. This was the risk in playing him. If he's done for the year, then the Pacers go from feel-great story to ultimately not having a chance for next year. They played in Game 7. They had one of the most miraculous runs in NBA playoff history. They didn't win the whole thing, but this will be remembered. What the Halliburton moments, the shot in Game 1 against New York, what he did in Game 1 and Game 3 and Game 6 of the NBA Finals, what he did in Round 1 against Milwaukee, the fun quotient of this team, the coaching, the balance, the Indiana fans. And now it's over. Miles Turner wanted to stay. The Pacers didn't want to go over the luxury tax, and I get it, even though Miles Turner has been so loyal to that team, Mr. Indiana, going through all the trade rumors, and he cut that promo to the fans after game number 6 when they beat the Knicks. So he spent a third of his life in Indiana, never wanted to leave Indiana. But they don't want to go over the luxury tax because they can't win because they don't have Halliburton. This is a disaster. Look at the Eastern Conference odds. They're 22-1. And I agree with all these teams. Cavs, Knicks, Magic, Celtics, Sixers, Hawks, Bucks, Pistons. Those are eight. Those are playoff teams. All being having better odds to win the Eastern Conference in Indiana. What a disaster. If I'm a Pacer player, I'm sick. If I'm Halliburton, I'm sick. If I'm a Pacer fan, I'm sick. This is a disaster, a debacle. It's wretched. It's wrong. This was such an amazing story. You know, people talk risk-reward when it comes to injuries all the time. This is the downside of what transpired. Next question. Did the Knicks get better? Let's talk this one out. They absolutely did. Jordan Clarkson is a phenomenal microwave energizer bunny who's played in big markets, played for big teams like the Lakers, was excellent for the last few years in Utah, 16 points per game. Love this move for the Knicks. Love getting Gershon, the big from Philadelphia. He gets a 2-year, $12 million contract, a defensive big. Really like him a lot. And the Knicks, if they ever hire a coach, and at this stage I would favor Mike Brown over any other name that I've heard. Mike Brown ended a 16-year drought in Sacramento and ended a drought that was crazy, won the coach of the year, did a really nice job in Cleveland, Lakers for a period of time. If the Knicks hire Mike Brown, you look at their odds to win a championship, I think the Knicks will be in that conversation. Like, I don't think Mike Brown's better than Thibodeau, but I can deal with that. Plus 850 for the Knicks. Rockets-Knicks would probably be the Make It Rain with Adam Schein prediction for the upcoming season. Are the Hawks Eastern Conference contenders? Let's talk this puppy out. No team has had a better offseason in the Eastern Conference than the Atlanta Hawks. I love what Orlando's done with Desmond Bain. Let's make sure we give proper credit there. That happened a while ago. The Hawks are now 10-1 to win the East, 55-1 to win an NBA championship. I think the Hawks are a top four team in the Eastern Conference. I'm saying that right here, right now. Love what they did yesterday. They signed Luke Kennard, who is one of the best three-point shooters in the league. They got Alexander Walker in that sign-and-trade, gave him a 4-year contract for good money, got him from Minnesota. That was tremendous. They got Kristaps Porzingis, who I love, got to stay healthy, but he's in a contract year. I think Quinn Snyder's an unbelievable head coach. You still have Trae Young. You drafted Asa, who I love, out of Georgia. Oh, by the way, for next year, you have the Pelicans unprotected first-round draft pick, and I think the Pelicans are going to be absolutely positively dreadful. I think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be excellent this season. I think when you look at it, you have the Knicks, you have the Cavs, you have the Orlando Magic, and the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Pistons a lot. I'm not ruling out Milwaukee, but those right now are my top four favorite teams in the East.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Yo, you need a proxy? You can join the world's biggest football contest with one trip to Vegas anytime before the season starts. Trusted by thousands of players over the last 9 seasons. Winner Circle Proxy has helped clients win over 9.3 mil last 2 seasons. Learn more about being a trusted proxy service. WinnerCircleProxy.com/VSiN. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Joining us right now, the Progressive guest line. You know him. You love him. You can't live without him. My guy, the iconic Zach Cohen, senior editor, betting analyst, of course, at VSiN. The football betting guide, NFL betting guide, is out right now at VSiN.com. Z-Train, how are ya?
I'm good. Yeah, if you haven't downloaded the guide yet, make sure you check it out. If you like football betting picks, which is why you listen to shows like this, there's over 100 of them. So it's definitely the thing you want if you're looking to bet on the NFL.
I mean, it doesn't get any better when it comes to loving football, loving betting. I mentioned I was on the train this morning. I mean, I've absorbed this thing. I've studied it. I've memorized it. You know, a couple of your plays I want to ask you about. Two I agree with. Jaguars over 7.5 at minus 110. I'm obsessed with the Steelers over 8.5 wins at plus 110. Heck, I mentioned earlier, make the playoffs plus 130. win the division plus 500. The under on the Browns scares me a little bit, Z-Train, that you played at 5.5, under 5.5 at minus 143. Take us through the Jags, Browns, and Steelers, those plays from the betting guide.
Yeah, with the Jaguars, it's pretty simple. Like, I wrote it in the guide. This wasn't a team that was all that far away from winning 6 or 7 games last year. They went 2-8 in one-score games. They had incompetent coaching a year ago. Now they bring in Liam Cohen, who I believe is very similar to Ben Johnson when you look at what he did with the Buccaneers last year. I mean, it was the same thing for Baker Mayfield. There's another explosive passing game, but he made that running game elite, and I think he's going to get the Jaguars' offense humming. It's been a talented group for years now. I don't think the Doug Peterson was doing them any favors. I think we're going to see a big bounce back season from Trevor Lawrence. And I also think the defense is going to be a little bit better just with some internal growth from some of those young players. So it's a team playing in a weak division that's had a lot of talent. It was a popular team last year when talking about breakout teams a year ago. So I do think that, you know, a year later, maybe we were a little early, but I do think the new coaching staff, new front office, there's some general excitement and just things are better run there. I think we're going to see them win 8 or 9 games and possibly even win that division.
Listen, I'm with you on Jacksonville. My big thing for Jacksonville, and I love the over, is how far do I want to go on betting them? Like, there's a real shot I picked them to win their division this year. That AFC South is going to be wild, and I think there's going to be some volatility and unpredictability, so we're pretty fired up about that. Now, Z-Train, you've been riding up a storm, not only for the NFL betting guide on VSiN, but obviously on your Twitter feed and on VSiN.com, all over all these moves. You're Mr. NBA, how it impacts what we'll see on the court, and most especially the betting market. How about what transpired today? Could have knocked me over with a couple of feathers twice. Bucks get Miles Turner from the rival-hated Pacers. They steal him and sign him, and they have the money by waiving Damian Lillard. Z-Train, I gave my takes before for Indiana and Milwaukee and Giannis. What do you see?
For Milwaukee, I know that everyone's going to quickly jump to say, what's Giannis's future there? And I know Chris Haynes reported that he wasn't happy with them waiving Lillard. But, you know, they're trying to build a competitive team now and in the future. And bringing in Turner is essentially bringing in a prime Brook Lopez. And we know that that recipe has worked for them there. Like, having a floor spacing big that can protect the rim, that's how you build an elite defense with Giannis at the 4 and a player like that at the 5. And you need floor spacing around Giannis to maximize his offense of ability. So, you know, you bring Turner in, a player that's in his prime, as opposed to Lopez, who was definitely a little bit washed last season. You're kind of trying to rebuild a little bit that championship team that we saw a few years ago. Now having, you know, Lillard's money on the books for the next 5 years, that's going to be really tough to build around. But this is a smart front office. They're going to take some chances to try to bring in some players. I mentioned on Twitter, like, I would like to see them go out and sign Quentin Grimes and hope that what you saw last season towards the end of the year would Philadelphia is more of what's to come. But I do think this team got more competitive in the near future. I wouldn't take them to win the East right now. I would need to see a little bit more. But if you're Giannis, I don't really know how you could be unhappy with that move.
Yeah, we're on the same page. And again, I respect Chris Haynes like you do. I mean, they do this for Giannis to give themselves an opportunity to win. And all they have to do, in my opinion, is be a top 4 seed. They're going to have the best player in the Eastern Conference that will give them a shot. Keep Giannis happy. Make sure he doesn't want to be traded end of July, early August. And then at the trade deadline, middle of the season, and then go into the playoffs. By the way, the Bucks were hot going into the playoffs last year. They lose to Miles Turner and the Indiana Pacers. So I really think that this was a tremendous move and a true stunner when you look at it from an NBA standpoint. And my goodness, I feel terrible for the fans of the Indiana Pacers. This is absolutely heartbreaking on the heels of what happened down the stretch of the season. Want to get into the Rockets. You had a great read on Houston on VSiN.com. Z-Train, in my opinion, no team has done a better job this offseason for basketball future betting than the Houston Rockets. I can absolutely see myself with these acquisitions betting on the Rockets to win the West and a championship this year.
Yeah, I got him at 16-1 before the Durant trade because I kind of anticipated a big move coming, and now obviously they're one of the favorites to win it. I was shocked that they were able to get Dorian Finney-Smith, and that is a player that he makes any team better, even with a logjam at the forward spot. Bringing in a player that could defend multiple spots like him and knock down corner threes at a high clip, that's exactly the type of player you want to put around Kevin Durant. It's the exact type of player that this team needed. Last year, they did not have enough shooting. Some of the talented young players on this team, they are non-shooters. I mean, Şengün is working on his three-point shot, but he finishes around the basket. That's what he does. Amen Thompson, another player that really can't shoot the three. So just adding as many floor spaces as possible is going to help this team in the long run. I was a little surprised by the Clint Capela move. I don't really know that that helped them that much, but just getting Durant, that would have been enough for me to be excited. But then taking Finney-Smith from the Lakers and bringing in another winner like that, I mean, this team is ready to go and compete with OKC.
So we have the Rockets here as a backdrop, and I do think that they are the big winner. Who else stands out? I think Denver is off to an unbelievable start. I'm kind of obsessed with Cam Johnson getting Kim from Michael Porter Jr. And I like Michael Porter Jr. I'd love when Tim Connelly stole him years ago, won a title with him. But I think they needed to make a change in general. He's a great 3-and-D player. Love getting Bruce Brown back and Valanciunas. I think Dallas certainly improved. I think the Clippers certainly improved. Outside of Houston, what Western Conference teams have made moves that you think will impact greatly the betting markets or basketball this upcoming season?
Yeah, so I wrote about it at VSiN.com. I like the Nuggets. Like I like what they did these last 2 days. I completely agree with you. Like Cam Johnson, it gives you everything you had in Michael Porter Jr. and more. Johnson is a little bit faster, a little bit smarter. He's going to give them the opportunity to just run him around, and try to get him threes off movement. He's going to be very good running DHOs with Nikola Jokic and just a little bit better defensively than Porter Jr. I mean, Porter Jr. has his strengths. He's one of the best standstill shooters in the NBA, but he really can't guard anyone. Johnson is a little bit more competitive defending on the perimeter. Like I said, he's a little bit smarter. And Bruce Brown, like that's such a good swing on the Vets' min. I mean, he played the best basketball of his life during that championship run. He has a weird offensive game, but it's a game that works with Nikola Jokic. He's a very good cutter. He can run some offense a little bit. He's a very good defender. So bringing him back on a Vets' min, adding you know Johnson and Valanciunas is a good backup center. Like this is a team that went into the offseason needing some moves, and they really had no ways to do it. That's why they had to give up a 2032 unprotected pick, but they got a lot better in doing it. Then I'll also say, not the Western Conference, but in the Eastern Conference, I like what the Knicks did with very little money as well. I think Gershon Yabusele is an awesome backup power forward, just a really good floor spacer, a good passer out of the post, and just a competitive player that they really didn't have last year. And Jordan Clarkson as an upgrade for campaign, I mean, that's a huge, huge upgrade. He could really score off the bench.
Totally agree with you on the Knicks. Talked about that earlier. I love what the Atlanta Hawks did. Do you like what the Hawks did? Do you consider Atlanta a true Eastern Conference contender?
Yeah, so another team that I was really high on last week, on June 23rd, I suggested taking them at 90-1 to win the Eastern Conference, and now that's down to like 14-1. I knew that this team was going to make some moves, and they ended up making moves that I think were even bigger than I imagined. I mean, bringing Nikhil Alexander-Walker in, that is one of my favorite players in the league as far as role players go. Just an unbelievable perimeter defender that can guard 1-3, shoots the three really well, right around 40%. Porzingis, maybe he isn't what he used to be. Maybe the health is a question mark, but that's a Miles Turner type of rim-protecting floor spacer that is just very rare in this league. So when he comes off the bench, they're going to have just a lot of versatility. And Luke Kennard, another player with a lot of firepower.
Yeah, that Luke Kennard signing, the way he shoots threes, in addition to Alexander Walker. Z-Train, we're on the same page. Make sure you check out Zach Cohen on VSiN.com.
Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
PropertyX is offering the best odds all baseball season long. PropertyX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states. First of its kind in the U.S., you will be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against sports books. Exchanges guarantee the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. Download PropFinex today with the code VSIM. Earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. It's pretty amazing. Welcome back. Make it rain with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. And happy Canada Day. And that means we've got day ball. And any excuse to have day ball is okay by me. And we've got a lead for my New York Yankees. And on the heels of what transpired yesterday with one of the Yankees' worst losses of the season, mind-numbing baseball, Jazz bunting when he shouldn't, Volpe throwing when he shouldn't, Aaron Boone taking out, obviously, Carlos Rodon when he shouldn't. Nice to get off to a good start today. The Martian able to drive in a couple of runs. Max Fried on the bump. Kevin Gausman going for Toronto. Superb pitching matchup. And it is 2-0. The Yankees are beating the Toronto Blue Jays. Crazy when you look at what the odds were. And the Yankees were favored going in. And again, Fried's on the bump. Fried's, in my opinion, second best for Cy Young. I'd put it Skubal, then Fried, then Brown, then Crochet. And now, look at that. Look at that. Look at how it's moved already at 2-0. No, Vegas expects Max Fried to hold on, and why not? Even though the Jays are excellent, it's Canada Day. And the Sky Dome is loaded, or whatever the hell they're calling the ballpark now. A minus 444 on the money line for the Yankees. And honestly, that feels about right. But it is interesting. When you look at what happened with the Yankees yesterday, that was a disaster. Absolute disaster. Yankees pulling an Aaron Boone, pulling Carlos Rodon early was awful. And that was one where the Yankees going in, you see it right there on the screen. Yankees were legit favorites with Scherzer versus Rodon. Gotta be able to win a game like that. Had a lead, blew it. Blue Jays have a lot of talent. And look at the AL East odds board. I mean, going into action today, and again, the Yankees are winning 2-0. You got three teams within two games. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, the Jays and the Rays have 38 losses. Yankees 36 on the season. So I still think the Yankees are the favorites to win the division. The Blue Jays, to me, are the best bet in terms of value. I think Toronto has a lot of talent. It's all about putting it together. I don't think the Rays have the talent of the Yankees or the Blue Jays, but Kevin Cash has put together a pretty awesome culture there. So it's pretty great when you look at that from a Tampa standpoint. But I still think the Yankees hold on to win that division. But, man, it's going to be close. And I would not be surprised to see all three of those teams find the way to make the playoffs in the relatively weak and watered-down American League. Kind of crazy. There are only six teams entering play today. Only six teams in the American League that are above 500. Three of them are in the American League East. The Memphis Grizzlies extended. Jaren Jackson Jr. got a five-year, $240 million deal. So anyone who thought that the Grizz were just going to fold up and, you know, take their ball and go home after what transpired with Mr. Bane, that was not going to be the case. They make sure they keep Jaren Jackson Jr. Look, the contract is crazy. Obviously, they needed to do that from an image perspective. We have shown you consistently, and rightly so, over the course of the show today, all the Western Conference odds. There is no chance that the Memphis Grizzlies compete with for anything anytime soon. I don't even have them in the top 10 in the Western Conference. Brook Lopez signed last night with the Clippers, not the Lakers. And this is a fascinating day because look at what James Harden did with his contract. He opted out, signed a two-year deal, and lessened the financial load for the Clippers so they could go sign Brook Lopez. LeBron opts in. There was no money. Then his agent says that the team doesn't want to win. They're building for the future. What a complete and utter mess. And for the Clippers, this was a sensational, amazing day at the office. And you have to be a just thrilled if you're a fan of the LA Clippers. If you're a Laker fan, I mean, you lose DFS and they signed Jake LaRavia. I mean, you know, I'd rather have Jake from State Farm. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, that's not anything that's going to get anyone going. You know, I still would love to see, once he clears waivers, DeAndre Ayton go to the LA Lakers. But man, there's just, after that LeBron contract and opting in and Rich Paul's weird and random commentary. It's just a bad, bad brew right now when you look at it from a Laker perspective, which is unfortunate because this team was third in the West in the regular season. They held everybody off. Minnesota, who they lost to in the postseason, but Minnesota and Golden State, everyone loved Golden State, and Denver and the Clippers, and all these teams were hot. And Lakers, I don't know why, they're just torpedoing themselves. It's very bizarre. The Philadelphia Phillies shut out the Padres last night. Zach Wheeler was phenomenal, untouchable, 10 strikeouts. The guy is absolutely incredible. Real Cy Young kind of vibes when you look at it from a Zach Wheeler standpoint. And listen, there's a real case to be made that he is the best pitcher in baseball. 10 strikeouts in 8 innings. Bryce Harper came back. Castellanos was able to hit a home run. You have to just love life if you're a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. Obviously, this team is loaded. The fact that they were able to sustain, thanks to the Mets swoon, which is not a blip, it's a trend, and the Phillies didn't have Bryce Harper for, in essence, a month, and they're in first place here on July 1st. That is a huge, tremendous job by the Philadelphia Phillies, and they can thank the New York Mets for that. Brewers-Mets, and the Mets were off yesterday, and it's going to be Peralta taking on Clay Holmes at a hot and humid Citi Field tonight. And I'll tell you, it's impossible to believe in the Mets. And in theory, you say, well, it can't get any worse. They just had the worst sweep in the history of the franchise, history of baseball. Plus money on the Brew Crew at plus 111 going up against the Mets. Thank you. Yes, please. How about Paul Skenes on the bump tonight, taking on the Cards? And happy Paul Skenes Day to all those who observe. And I'll tell you, I like them all the Skenes props. We're going to prop it until we drop. Over 6.5 strikeouts, plus 100. Skenes to get 18.5 outs at plus 140. We are fired up about Skenes to get a win at plus 135. Pirates on the money line, 156. I like that. So happy Paul Skenes Day to everybody in Pittsburgh and America. How about the NHL? We want the cup, baby. A couple of really significant signings that are impact betting when it comes to the NHL. Panthers, you know, people wonder, can they re-sign everyone? The short answer is yes. Here's Sammy Bennett, Mr. Conn Smythe. 8 years, $8 million AAV. You're welcome. Ekblad, 8 years, $6.1 million AAV. Of course. Brad Marchand, legend, hero. 6 years, $5.3 million AAV. I mean, they're already a dynasty. Made the Stanley Cup 3 straight years. Won it 2 straight years. That's pretty awesome stuff. And you want to talk about the old win-win? Vegas acquired our guy Mitch Marner from the Maple Leafs. It's a phenomenal deal for Vegas. And it's a phenomenal deal for Toronto, too. They had to change things up. Mitch with Johnny Toronto and Austin Matthews, it just wasn't working. I mean, it's Canada Day today. You can't say happy Canada Day and still have Mitch Marner on the roster. So he signs an 8-year, $96 million deal with Toronto. And they take that contract, take Mitch Marner, and say, Mitch, please. And they send him to the Vegas Golden Knights. And I think, take a look at Stanley Cup odds, right? I mean, look at this. Golden Knights plus 950. Maple Leafs 16-1. It's early for me to start talking about the Maple Leafs, but you know, we do it every year, and it is Happy Canada Day. Time for the best bets brought to you by G-Bank. Introducing the $500 trifecta from G-Bank First Bet and Visa. All you need to do is open up a G-Bank Visa signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at first bet. Trigger the $500 trifecta. Pretty amazing. You'll get $200 in cashback rewards on your Visa G-Bank signature credit card. First bet's going to give you a $100 deposit match. Visa completes the trifecta with a free Visa Pro subscription through October the 31st, $200 value. $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. VSiN.com/GBank, VSiN.com/GBank. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. We got a lot of baseball we love today. How about Paul Skenes over 6.5 strikeouts, plus 100? How about the Reds on the money line at minus 103 in New England's living room? How about the Brewers on the money line against the reeling Mets, plus 107? How about the Rangers on the run line, with Jacob DeGrom on the bump at plus 117. And the Rays on the run line to bounce back after yesterday, plus 123 against the Manfred Ace. My guys, Mitch and Paulie, warming up in the bullpen. I can't wait after the show today to check out Follow the Money, as I always do on the VSiN Watch app. Want to thank Finhouse and Maddie and all my guys in the Vegas control room. You guys absolutely crushed it today. Our producer is the iconic Michael Cohen. We will talk to you mañana. Make it rain with Adam Schein.